the truth of God. She claimed to be a Lutheran. I tried to show her what was wrong with that compared to God's word. It's sinful. And she didn't want to hear it. So for 8 or 10 years, she didn't have nothing to do with me, and she just died. I have to be willing to let go of that. Jesus says that. Whoever's willing to lose their life to find him. That means you could lose houses, mothers, brothers, children. We lost our children. So I see what you're saying. There can be fear there, but perfect love casts out fear. And if you truly want to serve the Lord, nothing on this earth, Paul says, it's all dung compared to serving him, because eternity is forever. You and I only have a small window of time left. You know, it may seem like 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know how old you are, but... okay, I'm 54, 55, something around. I always forget. So you and I are around the same age. We might have 30-ish years, that's it, to endure through this persecution. But what's after that? Life in eternity with him, forever. So a small amount of our being for persecution. And putting on a head covering is obedience. See,
I'm not understanding it. I mean, I know Paul was talking to the Corinthian church.
Hold it. But in 1 Corinthians 11, he says to all everywhere who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's you and I.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I was like, I feel led to do it. And it's so strange. It's kind of like feeling without knowing where you're going. It's like, okay.
That would be the Holy Spirit.
You want me to cover my head, but I don't understand why you want me to do it. I just, nobody else in my church does it. Nobody does it at all. That's when I saw you. It's so strange because I was studying it on YouTube today while I was at work. I was like, I'm going to find out about this head covering. What does it mean for the Messianic woman? What does it mean for the Christian woman? Well, and then when I was walking by, I was like, there's a woman with a head covering. Like, I don't believe that's a mistake.
No, it's not.
To talk to
this happens to my husband and I all the time. We're in the right place at the right time. It has nothing to do with us. We just go about living our lives ready and willing to share the gospel. Gospel cards like I gave you.
Yeah.
We have our website. We travel all over, and it's not for us. It's all for him, because I was you. When I was first born again, I wanted to be a godly woman because I looked like and acted like a harlot. I was a wicked, drinking, drug, you name it. I was a wicked, wicked woman, full of my sins. And when I heard the gospel, something pricked my heart that day, and my life changed. Not all in one day, but my heart was all for the things of God. And I looked for and I longed for a godly woman to help me look at my life and say, I wanted her to look at me and go, okay, let's go through the scriptures. This, and this is going to get you in line with God's word to be a holy woman instead of a sinful, vile woman that I was. And so I didn't find that. My husband and I had to strive on by ourselves for a while, digging through the scriptures. And I'm going to warn you, going on the internet, you haven't found biblical people. They have some truth, but they're not walking in all the truth. And that's what my husband and I are out here to do, is to warn you. Even your, and I'm going to go past head coverings. We can go back and talk to it. You're non-denominational. Does they have like one pastor up in the pulpit?
Yes.
That's unbiblical. Do they ask you to tithe?
Yes.
That's unbiblical. That's from the Old Testament. Christ did away with that. He's
well,
in us now.
Well, they were asking people to preach.
Well,
I don't know what happened, but I don't know if because of the season or whatever, but they stopped.
Okay. Do they do Christmas and Easter?
They have Christmas dinner.
Okay. That's,
they have Easter.
That's pagan. That's sinful. I want to share something with you, and hopefully this will strike fear in you. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 goes through a list of like whoremongers and adulterers and murderers. They're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. And guess who's with that? Those who love and practice a lie. Christmas is a lie. It's pagan. If you do that, one thing, like Jesus told the rich ruler, one thing you lack. You remember that story where he was asking Jesus, How do I gain eternal life? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, you know, do this, and he goes, I've done all those from my youth. And Jesus said, one thing you lack, sell what you have and give it to the poor. I'm not saying that's what we're supposed to do. It was because of his heart. He loved his money more than God. One thing can keep you out of the gates of heaven. I can guarantee your non-denominational church, it's already got three that I know of, four because it doesn't teach head covering, four sins.
Do you think head covering might pertain to Jesus as our husband, and he covers us?
No, basically it's a headship order. I mean, kind of.
Kinship?
Yeah, so it's God, Jesus, man, woman, and then children. I mean, man, male, The men have authority over the women. It doesn't mean they kick them around and treat them bad. But when it comes to the authority line, and you're nodding your head so you see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the head covering denotes that order. And if you dig into 1 Corinthians 11, it talks about how the glory of Jesus is man, and he's to have his head uncovered.
Okay.
And so if we look through the scriptures, we'll see right after that, the glory of man is woman. She's to be covered. And then we see after that, the glory of a woman is her hair, to be covered.
I heard that today already.
Yeah.
It's like confirmation for me.
And then for the angels.
I'm just going to go for it.
Well, before you just put it on, study it, pray to the Lord, and be willing to go further, because I'm going to challenge you. The non-denominational church, putting a head covering on and then going there, you're still united to a bunch of sin. Okay, I'm not calling those people that way. Jesus said few, okay? Few will be that will find it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puny, that word few means puny. My husband's always preaching that, puny. So out of the place that you go, a puny amount are going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Maybe one of them will be you. So don't count on all those people. As you start reading the word and start obeying it, they're probably going to cut you off and tell you you're divisive, you're legalistic, you're going to start a cult and all this other stuff. But when you start reading the Bible and biblically dressing, biblically head covering, separating from the world, I don't know if you watch TV and sports and books and all this worldly carnal stuff has got to go.
Yeah.
Because we're called out and separate. When you look in the Old Testament, you see how the Israelites were called out. Don't touch this. Don't eat this. Dress like this. Act like this. And they were totally separate than the world, right?
Yes.
So that's how Christ's people are to be today. But then he sends us out into the world to what? Preach the gospel for the other sheep who might be called out. Because we're to be called out and holy like a bride to a groom, right?
Right, right.
Pure and spotless, and that's how we are to be with him. So we live in this world, but we don't look like it. We don't act like it. We don't participate in it. And if you think through your mind, there's a lot of things in your life that are probably going to go.
Yeah.
A lot
sure.
of sin. And I can see you're probably convicted. There's probably a whole bunch of them.
Oh,
you're probably going, oh.
Yeah,
but for the Lord in eternity, does it matter? What does it profit a man if they gain the whole world and lose their soul?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody weeping and gnashing their teeth in outer darkness.
Yeah.
I was on my way there. I didn't know it. I was looking for the truth all my life, and I finally got it.
Yeah.
And now I want to be that woman. Thank you. This is awesome that you came up to talk to me, because I've always wanted to be the woman to share it with somebody who was like, what's going on here? I'm thinking this, and why is everybody not doing it? And they try to tell you to not do
Stop
it. And
it.
Then,
yeah.
then you get fear, and you're like, okay, I want to make sure I'm doing what God's word says. And I don't make him look foolish or myself look foolish,
yeah.
right? So what I would say to you is, don't just go put it on right now. Study that. Study all the things for a godly woman. I'm here to, I'll email with you and help you. Or if you get a messenger, I encourage women all over the place. And we've got teachings. What we do is we point out the scriptures that people are missing.
Okay.
Because the pastor taught them all this, and they just kind of do this and that, you know, and they believe it. Oh, that was cultural. That was for the Corinthians. And the women speaking, yeah, that's because they were disobedient. That's not true. These are for us today.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 1 tells us it's for everybody. And so what we do is we take the scriptures and we put them in there and we explain it. And then we tell people, you go dig. Don't just believe me. Don't just put that on. I know, unless you've been studying and you're really convicted, you said something. Something that took me a while to get through my mind. Why? Sometimes we ask why, and we're not going to get an answer. And I used to tell myself, because God's word says so.
Yeah.
I would do it. And I didn't understand why. I just saw it in the scriptures. But when you start doing it, and you start walking in his ways and separating from the world, you understand why.
Yeah.
And he reveals it to you through the Holy Spirit. It's beautiful. It's awesome.
I gotta look for my husband and my grandbaby.
Oh, okay.
But thank you so much.
Check out our website.
I will. I'll
and I have some
you.
Pages on there for women.
Okay.
We share our travels. We share all kinds of teachings, encouragement for women,
okay.
encouragement for men. He's a street preacher. We're going out to street preach at an event, call people out of the world, and the sheep come and listen, and the mockers just go away and do their thing. Because there's only few. There's few. So I'd love to hear from you sometime.
Okay.
Feel free to email me, and
I'll
answer any questions. And check out the gospel on there. That's the most important. We went through that, and apparently they're teaching you. And test that religious body to the Word of God, and don't fear, okay?
Okay.
Fear could cost you your soul.
Okay.
And I love you. I don't want you to lose your soul. So
you're my sister.
Thank you for stopping. It was good talking to you.
Yes,
take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.